The proof is in the manifestation. In intuition, the practice, step 5, we learn to recognize the results of it. This is vital because without it, we have no proof. Why is this so important? It has everything to do with Ego Commission 1. In Ego Commission 1, ego needs and wants a rock-solid guarantee that something new will work, that it will ensure the physical and psychic safety, the sanity, of its commissionee without question. It does not want to take risks. And so as we begin to notice what are the benevolent, life-enriching results of us heeding the guidance of intuition, ego becomes more confident in it. This is so incredibly vital. It is richer than gold. Ego becomes less suspicious, less staunchly resistant. It becomes curious. And in curiosity lies the first indication of ego's willingness to explore. The Wright brothers are a perfect example of this. Inspired, that is, impregnated with an idea from God, they envisaged a vehicle that could fly. Pooh-poohed by the majority of their fellow men at the time, they persevered. Today, who has not either flown in an airplane or seen one fly? Today, who still doubts that planes can fly? Ego Commission 1 needs proof, and the proof that our intuition is safe, secure, trustworthy, and wiser than it is arises as we track our personal intuition successes. The most rock solid of all evidence to Ego Commission 1 is its own experience. When evidence arises in you, this is worth its weight in gold. For when proof is in you, there is no space for doubt. Displacement theory, a principle of physics, illustrates this brilliantly. Take a vase and fill it to the brim with water. Drop any object into the vase. The same volume of water as the object will be displaced. It will splash upwards, thrown out of the vase to make room for the object. Applying your comprehension of this principle proactively, when you bring evidence of intuition's brilliance actively into your body, into your own experience, your vase, you displace ego's doubt. As you fill yourself with trust, ego no longer has room for doubt. As you observe, as you notice the manifestation of benevolent changes in and around you as a result of your direct heeding of intuition, your own personal ego will allow you to notice, discern, and follow intuition more. With this, the holographic master blueprint ego, the collective intelligence and patterning that directs all separate egos, will also begin to trust. As you begin to glimpse the magnificence of this, how you trusting your intuition influences the well-being of the whole and the acceleration into trust of others' egos in heeding their intuition, you may begin to feel a motivation that is so exciting to a degree you've never felt before. Listening in. Listening in is the most sublime experience I have yet discovered here in human form. I first began listening in 1988. For a rich account of this, read Bird's Eye View, A Travel Guide to the Universe. Listening in begins as you shift your primary awareness from the external world to the internal world. Do you remember inner world, outer world in Chapter 2, Understanding Ego? As this shift takes place, you become available to notice a vast, limitless new expanse of possibility, for you begin to notice subtle energy. And as you begin to notice subtle energy, God can speak with you. Listening in, entering into active dialogue with higher wisdom requires 1, a deep trust in yourself. 2, a deep trust in the invisible. 3, a highly honed ability to discern and distinguish between multiple subtle energies simultaneously. 4, exquisite stillness, such that the past can be relinquished and the now can be welcomed in embrace. 5, ability to attune to precise meaning inherent in communication, received via symbols, images, sounds, sensations, words, concepts, and other energetic conduits. 6. Ability to double check, to be still enough to notice a next wave of finer clarification within a meaning of a symbol or a sound or an image and the like. 7. Incredible humility and simultaneous strength. 8. Ideally playfulness, while being completely sincere, truthful, honest, and of the highest possible integrity. 9. A desire to serve more than one's own self with one's abilities, and thus one's dedication of them to a higher collective good. To begin familiarizing yourself with listening in, I recommend that, in addition to the cleansing and attuning practices that will necessarily precede this, you begin to explore the position or positions in which your body is most deeply relaxed. Why is this so important? Because when your body is tense, your ego is hyper-vigilant. It is on the watch. It is looking out for potential danger. It is not relaxed. And if your ego is not relaxed, it cannot allow your mind to be attentive to more subtle signals. When your ego is anxious, it keeps your attention on the surface, on the gross energy level. Only when your body is relaxed can your ego release. Only when your ego releases its dominance does it allow you to begin to notice subtle levels of reality. So experiment with positions in which your body is most deeply relaxed. For me, lying on the floor, on my back, in Shavasana, a yoga posture in which the legs are extended long, with the heels about a foot and a half apart, and the arms are extended long, with the backs of the hands on the floor, out to about a 45-degree angle, and the entire weight of the body is released downward, sinking heavily and deeply into the ground. For me, lying on the floor, on my back, in Shavasana, is the most deeply relaxing position for my body. As I lie down and my body begins to deeply relax, my mind becomes available to notice subtle energy much more keenly in and around me. As I begin to notice this subtle energy, or if I begin listening in by lying down with a question to ask higher wisdom already identified, I begin to attune to the presence of communication within this subtle energy. For all subtle energy is speaking. Energy in motion is always speaking. Energy in motion is, in fact, the essence of communication. As we slow down, deeply relax, and begin to listen in, we begin to notice the language of the universe. We begin to notice that there is a constance of truthful communication all around us. This is what the indigenous people of the world live and breathe and know. Spirit is always speaking. We simply need to remember how to listen in.